Well, we've got off to a really good start because it's 11:25.
Well, come on then.
We've looked at some holidays and had a chat about something that should have been included in our cast.
We can bring it back.
No.
Hello and welcome to our Creative Commune podcast with Liam, B, Pete and Laura. We'll be chatting all things photography, videography and just having a general chat over a coffee like we do most days.
Morning, guys!
Morning!
How's everybody doing?
I'm half asleep. You,
yeah.
Pete?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a bit sleepy, but I'm all right. I'm better than last week, I think. I just wasn't with it last week.
That's good. Well, I kind of find like if I'm busy working, you know, like my brain's
busy working.
I'm travelling and working and busy, you know, I've got like a bit of a zing, you know, and as soon as I get home. Yeah. I just, my brain just shuts down.
Yeah, noticed.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Need to regroup.
We're all quite similar, aren't we?
We are busy at the moment.
And we like to be like, pretend extroverted outside the house.
And then we need like 3 days to recover.
Yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of like showtime, aren't you, when you're amongst people working and then you get back and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Just want to hide under the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the womb of your family.
Yes. Yeah. What have we been up to?
Yeah, where have you been?
Well,
Liam?
It's been about 3 days since our last podcast.
I know, it's really
to work around your busy schedule now, Liam.
Yeah.
So we're recording today because you've got another wedding. No, a shoot tomorrow and then a wedding on Thursday. And then it's Good Friday.
Holidays. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in... I guess I can tell this story. It's rather embarrassing.
I love this story.
I think the
last
time we were on the pod...
You were going to London.
I was going to London, wasn't I?
Yeah, yeah. You were. Yeah. How was London?
Looked a little bit like Oxford. how did this happen? So whenever I go to London, if I have to drive, which most of the time I have to because the train, like our train system is just shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I end up driving most of the time. And I'll stay in this lovely little travel lodge in Milton Keynes.
Okay.
Next to a Brewdog.
Perfect.
So went down to this travel lodge. £35 a night, actually, this time.
Ooh.
As well.
Crikey. It was a bargain.
They make up the rest in Brewdog, though, don't they?
I think they do, yeah. I love it. I love just popping over to Brewdog, a couple of pints, and then into London the next day.
Yeah.
So I got there, and I was supposed to be shooting this small wedding in London, so... I usually sit in Brewdog, get my phone out and go, right, let's sort out some parking.
Yeah.
So, but this couple hadn't filled in my pre-wedding questionnaire or booking form.
Yeah.
So I've done an engagement shoot for them in London. They both live in London. They told me the name of the hotel, which I just thought,
sounds like it's London. That's so funny.
Yeah. And I looked at the website of the hotel and thought,
that's a nice London
hotel.
Well, I remember you telling me the name of the hotel and I was like, that sounds familiar, but...
We've been there.
Because loads of hotels have the same name.
The name of the hotel, it does sound like...
It does. It's like
a hotel in London.
The Randolph. And I thought that sounds like one of those posh hotels.
Somewhere in Mayfair. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's get the postcode and I can figure out where I can park. And then I noticed the postcode was like...
Not London.
Different. Oh my God, what's going on here? And then I realised that the hotel's actually, it's in Oxford. And I was lucky because it was only like 50 minutes away from where I was staying in Milton Keynes. But
yeah, London would have been the same.
It could have been anywhere.
It could have been in Edinburgh, you know, and I was in Milton Keynes.
Can
you imagine?
Funny. That phone
call in the morning, like, I'm just on my way.
Yeah. I mean, what's the moral of the story, you know?
Make sure people give you information, that's unusual for them to not fill in any of your questionnaires and stuff.
Usually I would like check out the pre-wedding questionnaire in advance and I would know.
Did you have a call with them in advance? Because normally
I did.
And there was no mention
that's
of...
That's the point, to be like, have they filled in their questionnaire and then chase them or at least get those deets then and see where they are.
Do you remember the wedding we did where we found out that they changed church on the morning of the wedding?
Yeah, during bridal prep.
We were just having a generic chat,
all the bridesmaids, about like, oh, they've had such a drama, haven't they? It's been, oh yeah, but the new church is cool. And we're like, wait.
New church?
What? what church is it? And it was like a totally different, like, yeah. Oh, you were never going to tell us.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah. These sort of things can happen, can't they?
Yeah.
We've had where we know where we're going in the morning to prep, but we hadn't Googled like how far prep was to like the church or the venue afterwards. And we've had like an hour and a half drive that we weren't expecting.
You just assume. You're
like up in the Lake District. Yeah. So like opposite ends. Like I think the reception was in like Barrow Inverness, and like, you know, they were like the whole other side, an hour away. Which is, yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah, you got to Google all the places, haven't you, before?
Yeah. Not that that's a problem. It's just like, you know, no, you're just like, you're raring to go, and then you're like, oh, I'm in the car for an hour now. Yeah. That's weird.
Well, I'm quite laid back generally.
Yeah, you got to go with
and
the
usually
flow.
My kind of like, my systems and the way I approach the approach to the wedding does work, but on this occasion maybe I was a little bit too laid back.
I remember actually
having a conversation with them on Zoom and said, oh, I've been checking out the weather for London, looks like it's going to be a nice day, and they could have said, but then, you know, Liam, it's not in London.
Funny. It could have been worse. That's
it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Yeah. There could have been a Randolph Hotel in London.
Yes.
You could have just
done like Randolph Hotel London in Google Maps and true. Ended up there. Or you could have been staying at quite an expensive hotel in the middle of London.
Do you remember Mere Court? And then there was another one around the corner called
Mere
Court.
With the same name.
So it was a lovely wedding.
Nice.
It was a very low-key, quiet wedding.
Cute.
In Oxford.
The Randolph is nice.
Tell these guys the exciting bit of it.
Ooh. So I've done...
Did you have to get naked and have a shower?
Well, it goes back to like these engagement shoots that I do. So they initially booked me for an engagement shoot in London. She's from Rio and he's from London. So they got chatting to me about the plans, and like eventually they want to have like the big, you know, the big party, like wedding on the beach in Rio. So when I got to do the small wedding the other day, so the bride took me to one side and said, we've got a date sorted next year. Can you come over to Rio and do the wedding?
And are you free?
We're free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rio. How cool is
Rio,
that?
Rio.
Oh.
So it just kind of goes back to the benefits of doing these engagement shoots.
So from this one engagement shoot, we've got a micro wedding and just growing a full and growing. Destination wedding.
Yeah.
What a win.
Do you need a second shoot?
That's really cool.
Probably, mate, yeah.
Let's go. I'm coming.
Me too.
Let's all go. So that's exciting. And then, I had another chat with a couple last night as well. And they booked us for their wedding, which is this year. In London.
Ooh,
mini nice. Golf. They're having mini golf at the wedding.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So they were like, Liam, we don't want anything traditional. Mm-hmm. I'm getting married in like a gold spangly sort of glitter ball
yes.
dress.
Oh,
I've got crocodile skin shoes. And we're going to play mini golf. And can you also come to do our wedding in Alabama?
Which
is next year.
Now, apparently,
why
Alabama
is everyone
has...
having two weddings?
Yeah.
Well, they're having three. Do you want me to do... I've got this one this year, and then next year, Alabama, and then another big one in London. So three weddings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I love this, though. It's the way forward.
Yeah.
One customer, seven weddings. Yeah. All the money, just shoot the same couple throughout the year.
Yeah.
We've had quite a lot of this recently, though, haven't we? Where we've been shooting multiple things for the same couple.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's nice.
It kind of shows like how good a job you're doing for them, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it tends to be like if it's like one of them's from the US, they tend to kind of go
they do
big,
one here, one there.
Mm. Yeah.
But nice because you get to know all the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed, yeah. Pretty cool. Been a good few days.
Alabama. Yeah. Cool.
Apparently, there's a beautiful beach in Alabama as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right.
I don't know anything about Alabama.
No, no,
when I think of Alabama, I just think of. Run, Forrest, run! I want to go back to Greenbow.
So you've got a portrait shoot tomorrow, is it? In London?
It's the first anniversary talking about shoot. Couples that keep on coming back.
Oh,
first anniversary shoot for a couple.
Yeah, engagement shoot, they want a first anniversary
And they need
shoot.
To come back every year.
They're American, so...
They're American.
So they're coming over flying. Just for this?
Yeah, they're coming over to celebrate the anniversary and they had such a great time with me last time.
Oh, that's so nice.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
It wouldn't be the same.
They're going to ask you to join them later.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do then? Are you doing all the tourist spots in London? Is it that
We're
kind of thing?
We're just doing Tower Bridge and Covent Garden.
Nice.
Nice.
So I know some good spots near Tower Bridge. It's a tricky beast to photograph, actually, because it's just teeming with tourists.
Yeah. Yeah.
So trying to find like good spots to get shots of like, here's a couple, there's no one else, there's a beautiful architecture, it looks good. It is a challenge.
Weekday, though. And it's not Easter yet, so I mean, like,
although
that is
some people have already broken up for Easter, haven't they? They broke up last week.
Oh, maybe it will be busy then.
Yeah, there's a nice beach as well underneath Tower Bridge.
You always like, say this. There is. Like, what?
Just be careful.
That's the most beautiful random beach. Thing I've ever
be
heard.
Be careful of the tides.
Like,
if
the, when the tide's out, there's this really nice, like, pebbly beach.
Oh, is there a beach? I just don't understand.
Well, the river, like, the swell is 6 meters on the River Thames.
Wow.
Yeah, so when it goes down 6 meters, you've got the nice beach.
You get a beach. Okay.
There's a sandy beach nearby, which is, when it's a nice sunny day, people are sat there on the sandy beach in
so
central
weird.
London.
That's so weird.
And then you've got like the pebbly beach. I mean, it stinks and everything, but
I'm just thinking about that.
If you can just, you know, put that to one side.
It stinks and it's covered in pigeons, but the people love it with the buckets and spades. What is the weather going to be like? Because it's all over the shop, isn't it?
It looks a bit rainy, but I've done loads of shoots in London in
that
the
can
rain,
be good
so.
To make it quieter.
It could, it can
true,
be.
True, true.
Yeah. So we've got that, and then the next day, a small 3-hour wedding in Liverpool. At St George's Hall, followed by Oh My.
Oh yeah.
Oh Me Oh My.
So a really good Scouse wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just 3 hours, yeah, which is cool. And then we go to Scotland.
Whoop whoop.
Yes. Yes. You're going holiday. On a little adventure, aren't
We're
you?
Doing the N500. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it a lot of driving?
It's not that, well, I mean, in total, yeah, it's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving to get to your initial start point.
It's 5.5 hours to get to the initial start point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, really, most days are about an hour and a half. I think the biggest day is
bad,
a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
Well, it's 500 miles, isn't it? The actual route, the N500.
Oh, is that why it's called that?
The North Coast 500, it's 500 miles.
Us all looking puzzled.
No, no.
We are so good at geography.
I don't know what you just said.
The North Coast 500.
Why is it called that?
500, yeah.
Is it not just the road name?
You should do some research.
No, I think it's lots of different
roads. I think they've got the same kind of names in Scotland, like A roads and B roads and motorways.
I think it's roughly 500 miles.
So what are you going to be doing on this trip? What's the vibe? It's a coastal route, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is it like beach walks and stuff?
Yeah, taking Maud, a lot of beach walks. We're going to try and see if we can get out on a dolphin boat one day.
Oh, cute.
Yeah,
just easy breezy, see where it takes us. We've not planned too much because of the weather, you know?
Yeah, just see how it goes.
See where the day takes us.
A road trip is fun.
Yeah, well, initially we were going to do it in a camper van.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, no. If it's pouring it down with rain and we've got the dog, me, Liam and Betty in a camper van, I'm like,
no, cozy.
I just want to be able to dry things off properly.
Unless it's like a massive American-style Winnebago.
Yeah, that would work.
Immense.
Yeah, that would be great.
But we'll have like Maud there, you know, stinking like a
stinky
Maud
full of
dog, you know. Farting in your face and
great, get dogs.
it should be fun. Fingers crossed. Say your prayers actually for our little Mini because it's done 160,000 miles now.
Yeah,
bless her.
Do you think it's going to die in Scotland?
It's got a few issues, so fingers crossed we'll be
pray
all right.
For the Mini.
I think he'll be fine. I've got no worries.
I think
at all.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, one of the wheel bushes is split.
You worry too much, Dan. You worry about everything.
Do you?
That he was saying yesterday, I wish I could be like you. I just, you don't worry about marketing or anything at all. I was like, no,
I really don't. I don't give a fuck.
I do actually worry about like little things. But when I go on like trips abroad or whatever, I'm really OCD about, you know, every little fine detail when I get around. If you cock up on one thing, you sort of beat yourself
it's like
up.
It's the end of
you.
The world.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. You gotta not sweat the small stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if we get stranded somewhere in Scotland, it's not
like,
the end of the world, is it?
What is the worst that could happen? Your car breaks and you get
AA
over
cover.
It.
Yeah.
You get sorted. The end. It's all good.
That's it.
So you've got a wedding as well, Pete, tomorrow.
I do.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Ooh.
That's good.
Is it Scotland? No, it's in Yorkshire.
Middleton Lodge.
Woohoo!
With Harry Michaels.
Yeah, should be good.
Yeah, should be nice. Really nice.
No, that would be really cute.
Yeah.
Very,
can you report back about the spa? Because could you just check it out in detail?
When you take a break, can you wander into the spa?
Don't think there'll
be any
breaks.
Just take a lot of
just
photos.
Just get the lay of the land.
Of the spa.
It's like 15 hours, aren't you? Or something stupid.
Are you?
Yeah, you're staying 40. Late, aren't you? So they do this thing at Middleton Lodge. Wow. There's like a cave that you go in for like an after party sort of vibe. It's like a wine cellar.
Like Delamere Manor. I've
and they make this big deal out of like, after the party, we're going to go in the wine cellar, blah, blah, blah. So like almost every wedding we do there, they're always like, can you come and get a few shots of us in the wine cellar?
And yeah, obviously totally happy to do that.
But obviously it's completely pitch black.
It's not a good place for
happy people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we always say like we don't want to
miss anything.
You know, miss anything that is really important to them.
You know,
so,
if they have fireworks at 11 or they're having like whatever, you know, like something that's important to them, they're going to do sparklers or whatever. Like we do stay for stuff that people care about.
Yeah, because we don't have
it is
like
annoying,
a strict end time.
Yeah.
So what time will you be there till like midnight?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But I mean, in that situation, you can always like take a break, can't you?
Oh,
like
earlier. Yeah.
You don't need to
be
shooting
everything.
From
earlier, and yeah, so I'll shoot a load of that, and then there'll probably be a little bit of downtime while everyone's having the buffet.
Take a pillow, have a car nap.
No, because then I won't wake up. You
true
know
story.
So they're dancing, like obviously like wedding dancing.
Yeah.
And then they go into
in
the
one
cave.
Place, yeah.
They go into the cave, and then is Paul Oakenfold on the decks, and then is it like the rave?
Yeah,
is
what's
it?
The vibe?
Basically,
is it,
yeah,
is it ravey?
Like a rave, but in a small room with like super low ceilings.
Like imagine being in someone's living room in a cottage, having a rave.
Yeah, the last time
midnight.
I was there, I feel like they'd made the room a lot smaller. They'd broken it up somehow.
Mm. Whatever, you know what? Yeah. It could be really cool.
It could be awesome.
Yeah.
Like I think there was talk of them having a few like glow in the dark things.
Yeah.
Though. So, like, some cool, like, silhouettes could be cool.
Yeah, get some atmospheric stuff.
There's rarely enough of them, is there? You're like, you get excited, and then there's, like, you know, just a handful, and you're like, oh, this is not giving you enough atmosphere and lights.
I need, like, glow sticks. Sunglasses, we need,
We are handing sunglasses out down the stairs.
There you go, Seek. Yeah. Be really cool.
That's a shot that they really want. Someone being handed the sunglasses and then they want them to ham it up to the camera at the bottom of the stairs.
That's very specific.
It's not really my vibe, but, you know, we'll do that. Maybe it'll look cool.
Hopefully when you get in there, everyone's just like, yeah, let's go for it. And all that's sat around like, oh, we had too much.
I think there'll be party moves.
It reminds me of like Castel d'Empordà. You know, they do that there, don't they? There's like you're outside, it's beautiful, and then they're all in a cave.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, I need to make this look good.
But a third the size.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. A third of the size of the cave at Castel.
That's tiny.
Yeah,
it's small, isn't it?
With white walls.
Fun and games.
And a low ceiling.
How many guests are going to be there?
God knows. I mean, that's like the dance floor-y bit, and there's a whole like bar section that goes back from there and seating areas where people, you know, are just kind of like resting on their arms and stuff. I won't film those.
No one that looks bored.
No one that looks like they've had too much. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to shooting a wedding? Because it's been a few weeks, hasn't it?
I am actually. Yeah. Yeah. I've just been packing all my stuff, charging all the battery.
You were freaking out yesterday, though.
Yeah, a little bit, because you get the nervousness.
It's like back to school.
Like when you've been shooting constantly, which I will have been, you know, come next month.
Yeah.
You know, you're in that
you're
mind
in the
space. You're like, no, I know weddings. Whereas now you're just like, have I forgotten something? Like, am I,
Yeah, what the hell am I doing?
It wasn't even that long ago I did a wedding.
No, but even if there's like a 2-week gap, I always feel the same.
Yeah. But no,
but
good.
As soon as you get going, you'll be fine.
Totally.
Be good to see Harry again.
Yeah, like Harry.
Yeah, good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's nice to work with too.
Mm-hmm.
He's smashing it with his destinations as well.
Is he?
Yeah, well, he's missed it. Italy, isn't he? He's always in Italy.
Mm, nice. Not bad.
Yeah. There's a lot of weddings in Italy.
Fancy,
that's cool.
Fancy.
Well, what's been going on in our wonderful industry?
Nothing.
No. Oh.
okay.
Excellent.
<And pardon.
laughs>
No, there was one thing. One thing that I spotted that was a great little question from someone that we know very well in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. I won't name their names, but they said, if you've been shooting weddings for a while and an opportunity arose to do something else for the same money, would anyone consider abandoning the self-employed life for a Monday to Friday job with very little stress? Immediately.
For the same money?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Same money, no same stress.
Money. No same stress.
Money. Nine to five.
But it is 9 to 5.
Pay you the same. Do you want to do it?
Ooh.
I'm torn because
getting up every, like, where is it? How far do I have to travel? Because if it's doing? In the village.
It said very little stress.
It's not going to be in the village.
it said very little stress. So it's got to be easy to get to.
Yeah,
otherwise.
It's next door then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go in your dressing gown and your slippers.
Yeah.
With your pipe.
You can work from home. We're right. going to say it's a remote
let's
job.
Let's just get real. Can any of us do a 9 to 5 job?
I think
no.
We've been out
I think
of that.
I'm out.
I've never done one, so I wouldn't know what to do.
I could do it.
I mean, I love the idea of it, but in reality,
yeah, I think I'd find it so boring.
I can't watch Real Housewives.
Yeah.
At work, can yeah. I?
No,
I can't.
No,
be
you,
the
can't.
Same room.
You can't. You can't. Like today, we went to hot yoga. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When are you going to the dentist? I don't know how people have 9 to 5.
Hot yoga is also on at like, was it 5:30 today? So you could go to that one instead.
So tired.
Yeah, I can't be around the same people for too long as well.
True.
You start doing your nutting.
True.
Don't you?
But I would say 99% of the comments.
Oh, you guys are alright. I love you guys. But you know, if you're in the same.
Yeah, if you were in an office every day with the same people.
You know, and like someone's just fucking chewing your ear off all the time.
But what if they're nice people?
But what if they're just really annoying? You're like, oh, I'm stuck next to Jane. Just chewing my ear off every day. Like, I've had enough, Jane.
Stealing your milk from the fridge.
Yeah, you know. Don't know about that. Mm.
I need to know more specifics about this job. Because if it was a job where I was in an office on my own, maybe.
I'd love an office job. That'd be great.
He's done
somewhere in the city.
9 to 5. I've had office jobs.
Yeah, I have. Worked for MBNA.
Remember that strange chap you used to work for? It was just you and him in an office.
Oh, yeah, he was a startup. Yeah, I was doing all the marketing. It was very weird.
You used to
didn't
get,
like
what
that.
Were you selling?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
You were really good at it. I can tell.
You marketed the shit out of whatever it was.
It was software,
so
it?
Complicated.
Yeah.
And you know when he's like, so you need to ask to talk to this person whenever you're calling up, ask to talk to this person. Mm. And you'd call and they'd be like, that role, I don't know what you're talking about, doesn't exist every single time. And
yeah.
I'd say to this guy, like, I'm not really having much luck here with trying to contact these people.
Mm.
He was adamant. Yeah, I think I lasted about a month. Yeah. I liked MBNA, though. That was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I liked
could
MBNA.
We do it? Could we do it, a 9 to 5, like, realistically?
I'm
there's
say
a lot
no.
of net positives.
There are positives. What are the positives?
What are the positives of doing a 9 to 5?
No
steady
stress.
Steady income.
Steady income.
Yeah.
Probably a pension.
Pension. Holidays. Paid holidays.
Yeah.
Sick pay.
But then holidays is also a negative. You know, just think, they don't get enough. Do they?
I think
I don't
like
know.
Being able to sleep at night
at
the start of the
birthday.
Year, that'd be
know.
Nice.
You can.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
I don't know. Just
you
having to plan
it. You
get
4 to 6 weeks holiday if you're...
Yeah, we probably don't get that, do we?
And you get bank holidays on top of that.
True.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Pension.
I think the routine of it would suit us as well. Like, we are good with a...
Yeah,
you
the
know,
negatives.
A set routine.
So this is the last episode of the pod.
I know,
we're all
yeah.
getting jobs.
I mean, there's a lot of negatives, isn't there?
Negatives. Well,
flexibility of just being able to go out for lunch, walk the dog, go to yoga.
Yeah.
Like,
also the pride, because I think if I worked for a big company... I wouldn't really give a shit if they made any money. Whereas, like, everything we own, every penny we have, we properly earned it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all... Everything's, like, created from us, isn't it? And that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think also maybe you'd feel a bit stagnant and uncreative. Like,
yeah.
Especially for... Like, I know you, Liam. That's...
Well, if you're stuck in the same building every day, like, that would... I would, like, have a panic attack if I'm, like, in the same building,
caged
the same
in.
People, the same kind of tasks.
Yeah.
How do people remain motivated in that sort of environment? Because that would just drive me completely loopy.
Well, yeah, and also that feeling of, like, I have to do this every day until I retire. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like I still don't feel like I have a job yet. You know, like, we're just bumbling along.
But if I was getting paid the same amount, and
if it was like office space for some of it, and then you were sent off on little like projects, little, you know, little jaunts, that'd be good. I was like, I applied for a job once where it was MI5 as a surveillance photographer. So a lot of that is office space, and every now and then it's like, Liam, this is dodgy fella in Peckham. Yeah, it's just details.
That's really cool. You should do that.
He couldn't because of his family. Criminal
record. Oh my god. Yeah, funny.
Well, they look into your past. Yeah. Your
they looked into
past.
My extended family as well. So, you know, like my mum remarried, all of his children had to be like named and
Oh wow.
Yeah. It and was really, really in depth.
Failed the test.
Failed the
test. Well, I've been bound up in a cell a couple of times as well, so that didn't help.
Why did you think you could do it?
Like, they'll never find out.
You might have been to the Marine. It was like,
I mean, it was a drunken night on a few occasions when you were
could have ended up in the SAS from the Marines. Like, what would they have stopped you doing that because of this history then?
I think they allow you in the armed forces if you've got a few little, you know.
Yeah. They're not a big deal.
Yeah, but if you're working for, like, the government and, like, special, you know, assignments were linked to terrorism or whatever. Yeah. Maybe not.
You should try and apply again. See if...
They weren't terrorism charges you were in the cells, though.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Do you know what, though? The pay was shit.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
30 grand a year.
Oh, no.
In London.
Oh, no.
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 Okay, maybe not then.
You'd be living in a fucking tent, wouldn't you, underneath the flyover?
This is the other thing, right? To get a job that is the same pay that we get now, I just think it'd be so boring. Like, what jobs are we getting? You know, they're not going to be cool. It's not going to be a cool job. I want a cool job. Yeah. I want to do something fun.
Yeah, what skills do we have?
Like,
what
no skills. We've talked about this so many times, like in COVID and stuff. Me and Pete are just like, oh my God, we have no transferable skills. We're absolutely unemployable.
We'd be in a call centre, wouldn't we, for a direct line?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. That is us now.
Yeah,
that's what we've got to look forward to.
That's why we merely have to make this work. Because we've got no other hope.
I saw a table tennis job the other day.
Pete, this is what I think you could do. Maybe not as a you know, retirement or whatever, but like a side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a midweek side hustle.
What was the table tennis job?
So, it'd gone by now. It was from like January, but I only found it like this morning, I think it was.
Okay, so what is it?
And it was Table Tennis England were opening something in Manchester in the Great Northern, you know, like where we park.
Yeah.
And it was like 25 hours a week, like coaching and running this place.
Ooh.
But you'd also, I mean, that was in person 25 hours a week, and it was also like being in charge with all the marketing and everything about this.
Right, so big thing.
Yeah.
How much did that pay?
25 grand.
That's not good.
It's just not. We are spoiled, though.
We are.
Someone at a wedding the other day was saying to Liam, was really concerned, like, are you okay doing this job?
Yeah.
Because, like, are you sure you've got enough booked in?
Yeah, well, she was.
No, you want to be like, yeah.
Yeah, was she like overbearing auntie that wanted to see your tax return?
That's it. I was talking to this old couple and they were like talking interest in what I was doing in my job. And they were really nice and everything, but it was just, so do you do all right from this then? I was like, do all right, yeah, do pretty well. And is it, you know, do you make enough money to get by? So I didn't want to start quoting any figures and stuff.
No, blow her mind.
Was like, yeah, we do okay. Oh, okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
Well.
So it makes you wonder how many people look at you at a wedding sometimes.
I think you're poor.
Poor soul.
I mean, I do feel poor at most weddings. So,
Yeah. Maybe that's why we don't get the respect that we deserve sometimes from certain people at weddings.
Because we're peasants.
Because they see us as like, just peasants.
If only they knew.
We're in our mansions. How many bedrooms do you have?
Two.
Me too. We're on a par, aren't we, with a lot of people at weddings who've got decent, well-paid jobs.
We are really well-paid for what we do, I think.
We are.
You know, like, it's magical. Like,
yeah.
The people we know, like some of the school mums who have office jobs and are really miserable.
Yeah.
Like, we've got one that really wishes she could just quit and write a book.
Yeah.
And it's just like, write a book. Like, that's where we come from, you know, like, they just follow your whimsy.
There is there's a lot of time involved in our job. Yeah. I wouldn't say that I get particularly stressed about it, but it is
time consuming.
Very time consuming.
Yeah.
I think we do more hours normally than...
I'd say it's more hours than a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, because you think about it all the time. I know a lot of people with 9-to-5 think about their job when they're not there.
Well, exactly. I think probably quite a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I think it's quite hard to find a job that you clock in at 9, you know, unless you are working in a factory or whatever and you literally don't care about the thing. I think it's very rare to clock in, clock out and not have anything to do outside of work.
True, yeah. Mm. Okay, take it back then.
I just think, what a boring week as well. It would just go so quick. Your life would just flash before your eyes.
Yeah.
But then maybe you'd appreciate all the holidays or the...
You would.
The Saturdays and Sundays where you go out and do stuff more.
Mm. Yeah.
I think with like a 9-to-5, you know what you're getting. You know, you don't have to ever feel kind of like massively like concerned or anxious about your job because you know what it is. Whereas in what we do with the traveling that we've got and seeing different venues and different people, sometimes you kind of like, you feel anxious, don't you, and stressed, and then you crash afterwards and like your emotions are up and down all the time, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like in that respect, but also financially as well, your emotions are up and down all the time too. So
true.
There's loads of benefits, but
maybe
is it good for our
stability.
Mental health, like having that kind of...
Would we be totally different people if we had a mellow job? I mean, you'd just get home from work and you'd just be like, out.
Pub.
You'd be out all the time.
Yeah.
No, you'd want to spend time with your wife and child.
He wouldn't, that's what I'm saying. He would be like... running about everywhere.
I think
he's so bored all day.
Like my dad, like he was an engineer, and then he used to just go straight to the pub after work.
Yeah.
Because I remember like looking through the window, we were kids like knocking on the window.
Dad! Knocking on the pub window?
On the pub window,
yeah.
When you're coming home, I'm sorry, I'm going to put a pint. And then he come home.
Just stick up against the window.
Daddy!
Yeah. And like, I remember this, like, he coming through the door and then there's this waft of like booze, this boozy smell used to come through the door. So that would probably happen to me.
I was
doing a 9-to-5, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How long would it take before the divorce be?
Well, you can't have a 9-to-5. No. Yeah.
I think a lot of people do that, don't they, with 9-to-5s? I mean, you see it all the time in London, like the pubs just fill up after work, don't
they?
Well,
you know, it's not just people going to the pub. There's loads of people out running and doing activities and stuff as well. It's not just...
Yeah. But most people...
Going to the cinema. No, it's not most people.
Yeah.
It's London. They can't buy all the drinks after work.
Yeah, they've got to spend all their money on their shoebox apartment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for us, guys, and I think we're lucky that we've got our jobs.
Yeah.
Well, 99% of people in the comments were like, no, stick with the self-employed life.
Interesting.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we do some highs and lows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall I do my low that I was telling Laura about earlier and
show it?
She was just like, what the fuck?
Is it a dream about me again?
No, I went to the opticians.
He's been good, has he?
I've been good in the dreams.
No, it's good. This is a good one.
I went to the opticians.
This is a fear we've had for a while.
And I was like, he said, have you had any problems with your eyes recently? I was like, well, no, not really. He was like, have you had any headaches, migraines? I was like, oh, yes, actually, I have had migraines. So any changes in like distance reading? I was like, oh, actually, yeah, I am having to hold my phone a bit further away from me. Mm. So we did the whole eye test. And then he did the old lady varifocal eye test on me. And I need varifocals. No. No, actually, he was like,
get Pete's face.
Are they like Deirdre Barlow?
Yes. I'm just thinking, because you have vertigo, don't he you? Was, I can't think of anything worse.
True, yeah.
He was just like, well, technically you're at the in-between level where you need like the booster.
But it's happening.
But you're going to need them.
So
very focals.
Do you have to have that? So very focals are the ones with the, you know, where the bottom of the glasses has got an extra little bit on. Do you have to wear those, or can you wear what you wear now and then just take them off and put reading glasses on?
I don't know.
Because you could have reading glasses on a little chain.
Yeah, I think that the varifocals now don't have those extra bubbles. They're just the bottom of them are one thing and the top of them another.
Oh, really? But they look visually...
Mum and Dad have one of them.
Interesting. I thought there was a line.
They used to be.
Oh, maybe it's not so bad then. Well, but for your vertigo, it will be terrible.
Yeah. I'm holding off for the time being anyway, because I was like, well, it's not bothering me that much. Can I just
keep these glasses for the time being?
Please, just keep me.
Please don't make me have old lady glasses.
And they're new, those glasses, aren't they, as well?
No, these are about 6 months old.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I am due an eye test, and I swear to God, if they say to me that I need varifocals, I will get laser eye surgery.
Well, don't say anything. Just don't say anything. If they say to you, have you had
any
changes in your...
Fine. I can read that. Yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good plan.
Because the paragraph thing, they're just like, which of these can you read?
Exactly.
You just make up, like...
Yeah.
Oh, did they not make you read it?
No,
I don't have to prove it.
Yeah.
Like, I can read everything, I'm fine.
And I feel like all the paragraphs were the same.
Oh, how are we old enough to have varifocals? I'm not here for it.
Also, the optician's test, I was like, you need to swap these letters because I have a memory and I can remember what the letters are.
Even though I cannot see them now.
This is not a good test.
Oh, they had different ones at mine.
Oh, that's so good.
I think.
Two different sets.
Right.
And that's it. It was like, well, but I'm running through this set. He was like, yeah, but they do change. I was like, yeah, but... Then it moves on to the next set, and it's like, I've read them, I've remembered them. This is...
I love it.
Yeah, bad test.
So that's the low of the week.
That is my low of the week, that I need old lady glasses.
That's great. What's your high of the week?
High of the week. Well, we've put quite a few weddings. That's quite good.
That is very
good.
Yeah,
we've done all right, haven't we?
I feel good about that.
Hooray.
Like Liam was saying that we've got 43 weddings this year.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Including
the minis.
Associate jobs. Yeah.
Yeah, the associate ones, yeah. So but, I think we've got about 37 of our own.
That's great.
And then have we got 10 for next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Great.
I feel really, really content and happy
really
with that.
Really positive about next year.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, because there is always a bit of
feels
a background,
a bit more normal.
Like, oh, God, are we going to be okay? And that's disappeared for now.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have that next year?
Yeah.
I have that.
But this is going back to what we were saying about, like, being, like, self-employed. There are lots of benefits. But it's a fucking... nightmare, isn't it, not knowing where you stand every year.
Yeah.
And each year being like, oh, you did this time, you've got like this many, and you're going to start the year with this many. It's like, it's so up and down.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you're constantly thinking about bookings and the future, aren't you? And like, when you've got enough for like 1 year, you're like, oh fuck, gotta start thinking about 2026 now. And you're like, so that is one of the negatives, I think, of being self-employed.
Totally.
Constantly, like,
it is
wondering what's going on.
The unknown.
It's
fun though, isn't it?
Yeah. We do need to keep an eye on it though, Liam. We cannot go over that VAT threshold where we lose our 11%.
Yeah, your dad's on the case.
I will kill you if we go over it.
Well, if you go over 150,000, you can't go on you have to go on the normal rate of VAT.
The next
one.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if that's
gone up. That'd be a nice thing to worry about at the time.
Yeah. That might have gone up because obviously with the change in the VAT threshold.
Oh, in April.
Might
have gone up. But we're quite close to it anyway, aren't we? So.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
But keep an eye on it, because...
That would be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Nightmare.
It would.
Mm. Yeah. All of a sudden, boom, 20%.
Mm-mm. No!
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, yeah, that's my high. It's feel relaxed about work in the future.
It's good. That's great.
Just a small high. But, yeah.
That's good.
Peace of mind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot to be said for that.
That's good.
Excellent.
My high is that it's been sunny. The other day I just went out and I didn't have a coat on. Just had a cardigan on.
When was it sunny? I feel like all it's done is rain.
The other day it was glorious.
It was, yeah.
When was it?
Oh, well, hold on. It was our
Saturday?
Wedding anniversary.
It was your wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
so not your high.
No, she doesn't give a shit.
No.
Okay.
glorious weather. Also, three body problem, which we've been watching together.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I like it.
Well.
It's good. Yeah. Which How many are we in? Are we on? I think we're on
episode 6.
Are we? Yeah, flying ahead.
We're on 3, aren't we?
Catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I really do.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Well, it's Game of Thrones, isn't it? It's going to be good, isn't it?
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And the books have been finished, so it shouldn't have a weird...
So it'll have a good ending, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully. And my low is, it was going to watch Pete play table tennis. not because it wasn't entertaining. Like, I loved going to watch you.
Yeah, it was
but
nice
the
you
whole
come in.
Thing was like an anxiety dream.
It was.
Just because, it's weird. It's like I'm your mum, but like, I can't bear it being like awful and you know, like I just really felt for you, and it was just like really upsetting.
What happened?
We went in, so it's this like, you know, it's like a huge sports hall. It's quite professional, like, you know, the way it's set up. It's full of people already playing. You were told to get there at 10.
And the first game
and it's
would
a tournament,
be at half 10.
So, yeah.
So you have time to
It's a tournament,
like, warm
so there's loads of stuff
that.
Going on. And, yeah, you're supposed to get there at 10, have half an hour to, like, warm up, get ready to go. Anyway, we walk in. There's, like, no one there, like... sort of ticking people off, like doing a register kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm just stood by
you're
the
just
bit.
Stood
you're,
there
you're
like,
supposed
what
to register.
Am I doing? Where am I going? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Someone finally comes over.
Yeah.
And it turns out, like, oh, you play now. So he didn't get to warm up. And he was playing, like, what can only be described as, like, a child prodigy. And it was just like, he was like, there was three of them.
Jeff, where are you?
Hello!
Hey!
Surprise podcast! You're on the podcast!
I'm alright.
So we can extend this episode now by another 2 hours.
Yeah,
want a coffee, bit of cake? God.
Yeah, come on in. Let's interview Jeff on the pod. You sit, he'll figure
Peter,
it out.
Peter can...
Let's just do these
I'll
eyes
get him
and
a little thing to sit on, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Coffee then. Yeah, coffee would be lovely, please. Thank you.
Interestingly, I was going to mention this to you. I went to that thing in Liverpool.
How was it?
I found out there was a content creator there.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I hunted her down and I grilled her.
What did you find?
Because we were only talking about this last week.
This is good pod.
Don't name her. Let me know what.
What are they doing?
Well, I'm about 95% there now with what it actually is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the main things that put me in the picture were when I asked her, "Are you interested in making the best of the?" She's got the same phone as me. Making the best of the image and making it nice. And she was like, No.
Oh. So it's just...
Yeah, I said, why not? She said, that'd be stepping on the videographer's toes.
So they're not trying to make it good?
No.
Oh, I see.
Weird. Look at all our faces. She's like, what?
So it's like, it's deliberately
shit.
Yeah, half-assed.
It's like just your mates there, just taking loads of pictures and filming stuff. But they're busy,
but
aren't they, enjoying
are
the wedding? So, yeah, but
is it video or is it photos or a mixture?
Mixture.
Just of like
it's stills and reels.
Just shit photos and shit videos.
It makes sense that, because most people are used to, like people who are professionals are used to creating their amateur content. So that, I guess, getting someone in to do it, they want that to kind of replicate what they would be doing if they were filming it themselves. You know, it's got that nostalgia thing about it as well, hasn't it? Rather than it being too polished.
Yeah.
And are they giving it to them, like, on the day?
The day after, this particular one. Which
after.
I think is a bit half-assed. I've been doing the same day edits for 15 years.
You tell them.
Yeah. It does seem a bit...
What are they doing next day? God, like, pull your finger out.
I mean, is it just
like... You do it quickly the next day, don't you?
Yeah. Lazy. Oh, yeah. Sounds lazy.
And I think another big thing that she said, which made me understand it a bit more, is... She'll act more like a friend than a professional.
Yeah.
We are like friends.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, when the thing about delivering it quick, I thought, well, yeah, we can do that.
Could do that.
Yeah. The thing about being friends, yeah.
We could do that.
We do that.
Yeah.
It was the thing about being shit.
Yeah. So we just need to be shit.
I find it quite difficult to do that.
You shit slightly lazy mate with a bad camera. Cool, got it. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
This goes against my perfection.
We could literally be shooting a wedding and then just be shooting shit on our phone. Maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah. I've already done it,
but with my camera.
This is a great Saturday job for the kids. I mean, they're not that far off.
They're there now. It's not supposed to be good.
Well, Jane's already said, I'm in.
Yeah, Jane, there you go.
I'm like,
all over it.
I was like, never mind you, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I'd have to be, it's like a content creator, but it won't. I'll be trying to make it.
It's going to be like, the thing you're doing, you're going to try and shoot a wedding on a phone. That's going to be like, oh my God, how was this shot on a phone? That's the vibe of that.
Yeah.
Do
you know how much she was charging?
$500, but she's a beginner. She said.
Is she there for the whole day for that as well? $500.
I think that's like a four-hour package or something like that.
I'm a bit confused at that because she says that she's a beginner, but the goal is not
to be good,
to get better. If you know that it's not as good as even you could do it right now, how are you going to
It's not the quality that will improve as she develops.
It's just the number she charges. Nothing else will change.
Yeah, it's
You're still getting the word out. 500 quid for 4 hours is all right.
It's better than doing a photo booth, isn't it, with all the pictures?
So what? She only does 4 hours and still only gives them the footage the next day?
She's got different packages, I think.
Okay.
But she mentioned there's someone in Manchester who's more established and charges more. She doesn't know how much. Yeah. And she said, she's got loads. She's got like 20,000 followers. And she's doing well.
So yeah, it's all about followers and stuff, isn't it? Mm. With that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I'm fascinated with the grey area. You know, I love...
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I don't want to come out of retirement and just use the same... I've already sold all my cameras.
Do
you want to start a whole new thing?
Yeah. I mean, I thought about getting an R5 and just... Because I've still got some Canon lenses.
Yeah.
And I love the look of the R5. And that was one avenue. But you know what? I might not even get one of them.
Yeah.
If I can make a living.
With the phone,
make a good living.
Why not?
What's it called, the thing that goes around the phone, then?
A beast grip.
I want to have a look at this beast grip.
There's loads of them.
Right, I'll have a look at it. Just look
so what gave you this idea? What made you want to shoot a wedding on a phone?
I just bought the phone and...
thought, I could shoot a wedding on this.
I can't remember how I found out the camera was so good, but...
They are so
I had a look on YouTube and I was just freaking nearly fell over. When I saw the video footage.
Looks legit, doesn't it?
Ooh.
Okay, no one's going to think that rig on.
That's a bit sexy, isn't
it? I like the fact you can get posh lenses that go over it as well. It's like good to go.
It's just fun to get holiday videos with. You should get one.
Yeah.
Mm.
How much are they?
Don't know. How much are they?
200. That's another great thing about phone stuff.
Yeah.
The lenses are like 100 quid.
Amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Like,
what?
Can have everything.
That's like pretty much free.
Yeah.
That is free.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so good.
I got a small rig, another rig. It doesn't look sexy like that.
Yeah.
But it's better to use, apart from it covers up the microphone.
That's a bit annoying. Content creators don't have audio.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, true.
Okay.
True.
But it's good to use. It keeps it really. The handles like stick out the side of it, and you can use it.
Yeah,
it keeps it nice and steady. It's got space to put one of those MagSafe chargers on, and it's got a variable ND that covers all three of the phone's cameras. So it's great. Other than the audio, it's really nice. Where was I going with this?
Just got all the stuff and it's really cheap.
All the gear.
Really excited.
That was like 150 quid.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you spend more than that on just the ND.
For a proper camera.
Yeah,
totally.
If you get the shot right and you you kind of look at it in post and you kind of like play with it a bit and go, oh, yeah, you can see really horrible things going on at F2. Let's have a look at F4 and, you know, and edit around it.
Yeah.
It can be convincing. But I like that. I like the challenge. I loved shooting on the 5D Mark IIs.
Yeah.
When
it was hard.
You had to half take off the lens to lock exposure. And I liked that.
It's too easy now.
It's too easy. And it was all in.
How can we make
30p.
It harder for Jeff?
It was all in 30p, so you had to process everything to get it to 25 or 24, you know, and it's. I miss the challenge.
Start shooting on literal film. I think it'd be great.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah,
I'm just as excited about this Insta360 as I am about the phones.
Yeah, you should have just asked us, Liam. You could have borrowed Liam's. Just sat around doing nothing.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah,
it's arriving at
4:30. Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, that's so annoying.
Right, shall I let you wrap up your?
We're just finishing, aren't we? Eh?
Yeah.
Thanks
well,
for
I've
coming
got to go
and
well, no, it's
doing
at least
a little
I can do.
Yeah.
I realised I had this thing that they've needed
we
for
didn't
weddings.
Even notice.
I forgot I had it, and I just realised.
I'm
about to go away for 2 weeks.
Thanks for bringing it up.
No
worries. Well, have a fab time on your sailing trip. It sounds amazing.
Yeah,
really good.
So jealous.
See you later.
Bye. I don't know how I'll work. This is getting stitched.
This is the best podcast episode we've ever done.
He has to go. Right.
I should have lost 5 minutes ago.
We've got to do our
lives. Let's focus up. We've done everything apart from
anxiety dream.
You
were midway through.
Pete's table tennis tournament was like an anxiety dream. He was massacred by a child prodigy. The end. Pete, what are your highs and lows?
I had a nice little after I got massacred by the table tennis prodigy. I went for a little drink with my mum and dad, which was really cute.
Oh, yeah, that's cute and wholesome.
Yeah, so it was just nice to hang out with them because we don't do it very often. You're like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
And what's your low, the kid?
It wasn't quite the anxiety dream like you make it out to be, but it was just a bit like you turn up and you're just like, oh, I have to play right now, like, okay. And then like, because I entered the kind of the handicap competition where you, like, if you're in a lower league, you get more points as a starting base. And I kind of realized that when I had a handicap of 24 and they had a handicap of 3,
you might be up shit creek.
It wasn't going to go very well.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's over now.
It was over.
What are your highs and lows, Liam?
Well, we had our 17 year wedding anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary.
On Sunday. It
well
was a lovely
done.
Sunny day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice walk around the reservoir. Went to the brewery, booked a wedding in Rio, so all good.
It's a good
highs.
Old week.
Yeah. I can't really think of a low. I'm just thinking of a time when I'd be like, oh, the hot sauce from Bun Chicken Bun.
Oh,
it was a bit
poor.
Not good.
Bun Chicken Bun's changed.
What do you mean it's changed?
It's just
no,
the
we
chips
don't like
have
change.
Changed.
The chips weren't as chippy.
Oh, no.
And the hot sauce promised so much but delivered so little.
Oh dear.
So,
but I had a vegan chicken burger.
Well, that's
and
good.
And my God, it was delicious.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
They redeemed
it's
themselves.
It's good they have a vegan option.
Yeah.
I need to go to Bun Chicken Bun now and see what's cracking. Right, we need to go because Pete has to go play table tennis.
He's, he's holding his coat.
I've been trying to leave for 15 minutes.
Right, have a good week, everyone. Have a good Easter. We're going to take a couple of weeks off because you're here and everywhere.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.